Thursday, June 1st. Went through the regular schedule in Warsaw this morning in our return luncheon. Everything worked out fine. We locked up the plans for going to Congress to speak yesterday morning, and that's going ahead on, was going ahead on plan. The discussion early this morning before the meetings was on those arrangements, and still some more ideas on the speech. He did quite a bit of rewriting. His concern, because there aren't any chair lines and things aren't put together right, he gave me a lot of corrections to go over with Andrews. And wants Price to work on something on Spirit Lift Upbeat for the close. The bullish departure was good, with a lot of people out again on the way to the airport. On the plane to Washington, the president spent most of the time working on the speech and trying to take a nap. He had Henry and me in a couple of times, sort of reviewing the whole trip. What a great job the advance men had done. What a great job Kissinger had done. The amount of hard work that was involved, how tired he was and how tired he knew Henry was, that sort of thing. We got back, worked the helicopter drill, got to Congress, and he made his speech in very good shape, although I was concerned because he was so tired that he might have trouble. Didn't turn out that way at all. He called me at home after the speech and said he didn't know whether it was worth it or not. He's had the feeling all along that the speech was dangerously anticlimactic and that we probably should have just finished the trip and let it go at that. But the first reaction in on it would indicate that he's wrong, that the speech itself has had a great effect and was very well worth doing. He has decided to go to Florida tomorrow, although he had waffled back and forth on that quite a bit, saying he thought he'd just go to Camp David for a couple of days. But apparently he talked to Pat and the family, and they're all going to go down, so he's now settled on that, which is a good thing. He's much better off down there than he would be at Camp David, and he is extremely tired. He feels that he can't do anything on the domestic side anyway, because his judgment wouldn't be any good, and that if there are any decisions to be made, Ehrlichman should go ahead and make them. Of course, John's leaving for Stockholm tomorrow night for the, or Saturday night for the environment conference, end of June 1st, and end of the Soviet trip tape.